This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The United States has surpassed 10 million COVID-19 cases. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University as the country deals with a surge in infections worse than at any other point in the global pandemic. Joe Biden, whom VOA projects as the winner of last week's presidential election, met on Monday with a coronavirus task force as he looks ahead to steps his administration will take to battle the pandemic when he takes office in January. Following the meeting, he urged Americans to wear a mask to help fight the spread of the coronavirus, quote, no matter who you voted for. Biden also hailed an announcement by pharmaceutical company Pfizer that late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it is more than 90% effective. But the president-elect also noted that Americans still face what he called a dark winter. During the past week, the United States has added an average of more than 100,000 new cases per day, double its daily infections from a month ago. About 900 people are dying each day. From his Twitter account, U.S. President Donald Trump noted the reported 90% efficiency, calling it, in all capital letters, such great news, and adding that the stock market was, quote, up big as a result. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world, including in Europe, where some governments have instituted lockdown measures to try to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million, with 1.2 million deaths. 33 million people have recovered from the virus. You can keep up on this and all other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday announced via Twitter that he has fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The tweet from the president reads, quote, Mark Esper has been terminated. I would like to thank him for his service. That's the end of the quote. Esper had been expected to serve through the transition period between now and President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration in late January 2021. Christopher Miller, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will serve as acting Secretary of Defense, effective immediately. That's according to Mr. Trump's tweets. Trump and Esper's relationship reportedly has been tense since a rift in June, days after the president threatened to deploy active duty forces to quell protests against police violence and racial injustice. Esper publicly declared his opposition to any such move. In recent days, some media outlets reported Esper had written his resignation letter already, while others quoted officials saying the defense secretary had no plans to resign. The European Union will impose tariffs on up to $4 billion worth of U.S. imports in retaliation for U.S. subsidies for Boeing, but said on Monday it was hopeful of an improvement in trade ties under U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. The move, given the green light by the World Trade Organization last month, is the latest in a 16-year U.S.-EU dispute over civil aviation subsidies. U.S. tariffs on $7.5 billion worth of EU products after a parallel WTO case against Airbus have been in place for over a year. From Tuesday, the EU will impose tariffs of 15% on U.S. exports of planes and parts and of 25% on a variety of products, including tobacco, nuts, fruit juice, fish, spirits, bags, tractors, and casino and gym equipment. The bloc says its main objective is to persuade the United States to negotiate a solution. Twitter says it could strip President Donald Trump's account of certain privileges when the projected election winner Joe Biden takes office January 20th next year. Mr. Trump's recent tweets alleging voter fraud in the November 3rd election have been tagged by Twitter with notices that say, for example, quote, this claim about voter fraud is disputed. That's the end of the quote. Ordinarily, Twitter would remove such tweets, but the company affords world leaders some further latitude. Mr. Trump is refusing to concede the election, alleging voter fraud. He's suing various states over what he says are irregularities. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.